skill set you don't.
Maybe you could teach me in your room.
That is so bad.
Is it?
Does it feel sexy on your face?
A little.
It does. Okay, let's go.
We're about 30 strong. Everybody gets a percentage. They get quick and get out.
Who's the girl?
She's our intern.
You hitting that?
I'm right here.
No, Farhad, I'm not hitting that.
You should hit that.
When marimba rhythm start to play.
You never drop the count.
Dance with me.
You never break.
Make me sway.
Hey, so you know, you guys, I found out something that the movie is called Focus, but yet it doesn't follow its title. Because there ain't no goddamn focus in this fucking script, that's for sure.
Oh, boy. Script?
There's a script, Z. There's a fucking script, goddammit. There was. I know it was this time for about 20 minutes of the film. But people, we here talking about Focus. This is a once-in-a-lifetime treat, too, because all three of your movie spoiler hosts are actually on the same review together. What a movie to pick for that, too.
Focus.
Yes, Focus, Focus. Z, since you have the lovely white man voice, how about you give us a plot synopsis of Focus?
Focus, directed by Glenn Vaccaro and John Riccila, starring Will Smith and Margaret Robbie. Budget $50.1 million.
Okay, I don't need to know the fucking details. I said a goddamn synopsis. Shit. Jesus fucking Christ.
You throwback Tuesday, fool.
Yeah, well, shit. When I say synopsis on that fucking show, too, I mean synopsis, not the fucking background effects or whatever and shit. You know, next thing you know, Cody, that nigga gonna say, Will Smith is black, Margot Robbie is Australian. Be like, yeah, we fucking know that, man. Just get to the goddamn synopsis, man.
Con man, play Will Smith, who takes Margot Robbie under his wing, and pretty much that's it.
You know, some people would be like, nah, there's more to that. I saw this trailer or whatever. It's just like, you know, for once, I'm probably going to say, yeah, Z, that's why I made you do the plot synopsis, because I had a hard time on the drive back home when I saw this movie, thinking about, like, huh, how could I wrap that up into a plot? Synopsis. Because it is just Will Smith playing Nikki and Margot Robbie playing Jess. He takes her under his wing and teaches her his trade secrets of how to be a con man. And that's it.
Yeah, you're right. That's like a full-fledged movie right there, man.
Oh, yeah. And Cody, why I brought you on here is because it has the subject that we famously know about, which is love.
Oh, love.
Isn't that right, Z?
Yes, you guys are just the trade and love doctors.
That's right. Because...
That's what we are. Okay.
Damn, that's hilarious. Okay. So, Z, that's how people see us, the trade.
Don't you guys post love line now?
Well, you know, Cody does that hotline for extra cash now and then or whatever, yeah. and I whore on the street, but that...
Yeah, I guess I can't.
Yeah, but, you know, yeah, like, don't worry, Z, we'll give you your money, damn, shit. Just like a pimp, always fucking harassing us. Anyway, because somewhere, even though, like, because when I saw the trailer for this, I was, like, thinking it's going to be, like, an Ocean's 11 heist con film or something like that, right? Yeah, see, so people...
I don't know what it was all about. Like,
no.
Big heist, right?
No. Not even close. Not even fucking close. No. Not even close.
No, you're way off.
You're way off. You're probably thinking about that for the first 10 minutes of the film.
Yeah, kind of going to have some indication of love in there. You know, it'll take the whole goddamn movie.
Man, it took over the whole fucking middle half and towards the ending film.
I don't think really love. I think that was just, like, stalking.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, Z. Let me take the love word out of it. It's not really necessarily love. It's think of it as a con man who's done so much, finally found that perfect girl, wants to get... Well, it's hard to describe the motherfucker. It's like, does he want to get out or does he not want to get out?
I don't think he does.
But yet he still likes this girl a lot. Because it ends on that.
I don't think he does.
I'm fucking confused now.
But, we're getting to the point what made me confused, because this pretty much is like two movies in one.
Yes, it fucking really is, because after the Super Bowl, it became a completely different movie. Like I love when the screen went black after the Super Bowl, and it just said 3 years later. That was a whole different movie. From that pinpoint on to the end of the movie, that was a whole different movie, because the first half of it, that first 25 minutes, I thought it was really cool.
Oh, I loved when they were outside the restaurant in the snow.
Yeah.
He was showing Rex. That was really cool.
Yeah, yeah. I was with you, man. The chemistry between them was really good. I was just like, I'm interested where this is going to go. The premise of it is nice. They're having a lot of fun feeding off each other and stuff. And then that Super Bowl came, and 3 years late, like, even the ending of that Super Bowl where he just got out of the car and left her, I was just kind of like, well, there was no really exact reason why he just did that. And then 3 years later happened, and then there goes the plot and the story and the rest of the movie. And
they never even said why he did it either.
His reason was just like, you can't get too close to people in this business. It's just like, okay.
you brought your friend to Brazil.
Say what?
Didn't he brought his friend with him to Brazil?
Was that Brazil?
Oh, Buenos Aires, never mind.
No, I'm going to say, what the hell? Say what? Yes, I was planning on taking Cody to Brazil, but then we found out Anacondas was there. Yeah, so yeah. I was like, yes. then we backed out of that trip quickly, yes. I don't know, man. I was with the movie at the beginning, man. I was loving every bit of it, man. I thought it was going to be interesting, and then I got bored, dude. I just didn't care anymore. I really stopped caring. Like, the longer it went on, it just slowly became... And then when it got to the ending, everyone was playing a con on each other. It just kept going back and forth, where I was just like, can we just hurry up and wrap this up now?
Yeah, I really, like, the entire time, I thought she was conning him.
Yeah. I mean, it was predictable as fuck. We all saw that. I mean...
Yeah, except the dad. That one that came out.
Okay, I want to get into dad. All right. Speaking of, two different movies, the tone shifts completely. In the second half, whatever. It is the first half of it, it's a serious, almost heist style or whatever. It has that setup going for it. And then when it gets to the second half, it still has that same style, but thrown in some goofy ass comedy that just comes out of nowhere, to be honest. And like you said, we later find out that Will Smith has these daddy issues or whatever, which honestly was weird.
He talks about a lot.
Yeah, he talks about it a lot, and it's weird as fuck because one of his friends in the movie even says he doesn't talk about that much. I've heard that story. I'm like, that nigga spends the whole movie talking about it. It's all he talks about. Who played his dad again? I mean, his fat friend again, Z. I forgot his name.
Adrian Martinez.
I thought he was the best thing of the movie, if you ask me.
Well, besides Margot Robbie looking great, but yes. Nah, BD Wong was pretty cool in the Super Bowl.
That's where I'm getting into that fucking goofy part now, see? He was that goofy-ass China man that looked like he belonged in a Michael Bay film. This motherfucker had buck teeth on him, which I'm looking at a photo of him now. I don't even think that's his real teeth, bro. Z, back me up. Did he not... His teeth was sticking out and shit, right?
Yeah, and he talked this BD Wong can speak perfect English.
Thank you.
Broken Japanese, Chinese, whatever.
Thank you. Okay, the man, I've seen this brother before, whatever and shit, and I've seen his teeth and stuff like that. And it was funny because the movie at the beginning tried to set it up like, oh, he's been drinking. But then towards the end of that scene, he's all serious and shit and just laughing. I was just like, that motherfucker ain't drunk a dime since being here, whatever and shit. They had him playing almost a stereotype Asian guy. He pulled out his best Ken Watanabe. Jesus.
That's a good example.
Let them fight. That's the gold standard of Asian Hollywood actors, yes.
Oh, boy. He had that mustache, too.
Yes, yes. And you know, it wasn't thrown in. I don't think that his scene was thrown in there, like real hard as a Michael Bay would do with, like, Ken Watanabe in Transformers 4 or whatever. But the setup for it felt so serious or whatever. And then to see him come into the play... His character just felt out of place the way he was performing.
Yeah, and he was like, when he made about picking the number and stuff.
Yeah.
When he lost, he starts cracking up laughing. Like, he just lost like $2 million, and he's laughing like it's nothing.
It was funny because they were just like, Margot Robbie, because at this beginning, we find out that Will Smith has a gambling problem, which they kind of went nowhere with. I mean, once that scene was there, it was like, even his best friend told him, he was just like, please don't spend this $1 million on gambling or nothing like that. So at this scene, it was really intense because you really think that Will Smith just lost all their money and stuff like that. And I thought this was a really good scene, too. Yeah. And then to find out that that was just another con, which, and they were just like, how did you know he would pick number 55? And they were just like, Will Smith explained it. He was just like, we kind of implanted the number into his brain by making him see 55 all day. And I was just like, okay.
That was Ocean's 11
thing. That was some weird-ass shit right there. I'm sorry. That was some coincidental shit right there.
But I'm not going to lie. The lead-up with all the stuff that happened the week of the Super Bowl in New Orleans, that was badass.
That was cool.
How they pulled off those cons and stealing people's wallets.
Oh, yeah.
And make me iffy about being in public now.
The way it was shot, too, was like a nice little montage shot segment as well of it. It was actually really cool, whatever. You know, I agreed with you at that point, Z, when I saw it. And then 20 minutes later into the film happened, and I said, you know what, now I'm not even worried about these motherfuckers no more. Because you know why? The cons they started pulling off, I was just like, there's no fucking way that would happen. I don't give a damn what Will Smith gave in this little bullshit-ass speech about keep your focus. If you keep your focus here, I can rob you from here. That's some bullshit, because I know damn well if I was even talking to Cody at a bar right now and somebody stuck their hand in my back pocket, you mean tell me you ain't going to feel that shit? Get the hell out of here with that. Get out of here with that shit. Especially Z. All the people that kept robbing, though, they had some of the tightest-ass skinny jeans on and shit. I'm just like, come on now, y'all.
Cody, this ain't a lie. They're stealing watches, like these tight-ass watches.
Thank you. Left and right. I was like, I don't give a damn how bad your focus is, man. I done been in some drunk-ass situation where I was just like, nah, hell no. That's my wallet, man. And no. You can't tell me you straight up steal a credit card. Not even out the wallet, but it's just sticking out your back pocket. A credit card. You can't dig in somebody's pocket and grab that shit or whatever without somebody noticing that.
And then the ATM scene with his friends.
Oh, you would get arrested. You would get fucking arrested.
He did it right after that, and nobody saw him.
Broad fucking, it wasn't daylight, but it was like in public though, like on a crowded street too. Cody, what he does, because he was explaining the situation of like how they get the fingerprints of credit card numbers and stuff like that and shit. This dude goes up to an ATM machine, uses it, and then his friend just takes the piece off the ATM, like the whole piece that covers the outside of the empty. He takes it all off, walks across the street, and throws it in the back of the trunk. I was just like, wow, nobody fucking saw it. There's people behind him that's walking right behind him, nobody saw it. That's some bullshit.
That's where it kind of got really out of, like, that kind of got, like, out of hand, big time.
Yeah, yeah, they took advantage of their sly stylishness that they had in here. They really went overboard with it and was just like, okay, now y'all just playing me for stupid. It was fun at first, and I was really appreciating your coolness of it, but now you just, like, come on now, nobody's falling for this shit.
And what's funny is right after the movie was over, I texted P1. I'm like, they had a con artist designer.
And I told Z with a upside down face, yeah, they sure did, man. They sure fucking did. Well, what I want to say is, like I said, we said the first 25 minutes of it, really interesting. You thinking it had some new style to it or whatever and stuff. Will Smith was actually pretty good in his performance. Performances was okay. No lie, whatever, the performances were all right in the film. But then after that, when that middle half kicked in, Z, I don't know about you, but I was dozing off saying, when is this going to be over?
Yeah, it really lost me because it focused more on the relationship with Will Smith and Margot Robbie.
And nobody gives a fuck about that. Nobody gives...
This is probably Will Smith's best performance in decades.
And, you know, watching this, too, I got to say, I was going to agree with you when I saw that first 20 minutes because I was like, I'm really liking Will Smith in here. But did you notice that motherfucker don't open his mouth all the way?
No.
That motherfucker has, like in the restaurant scene where he was talking to Margot Robbie, he had his mouth wide open and shit. And then you notice in other scenes where he's, like, trying to be smooth, whatever, his teeth is down the whole time as he talks. Like, he's talking real. I'm just, like, looking at him like, goddamn nigga, if you don't open up your goddamn mouth.
I know you hate that.
You know I fucking hate that. Like, I don't know if anybody ever noticed that about Will Smith, but whenever he tries to act serious, his mouth is really low. Like, he's like, one thing about the con you need to understand or whatever is just that. Never drop the con or whatever. I was just like, nigga, you don't lighten up in this goofy ass movie right now.
And he did like the puppy dog eyes.
Oh yeah. Oh god. Yeah. So that's the thing about the film too. It was a problem with Will Smith in general though, is that every time he tries to take a serious movie or whatever, he tries to give a dramatic performance, it's always the goofiest shit you've ever fucking seen. Cause like this movie at first looks like it's gonna be straight serious. But they throw in those a lot of goofy non-comedy elements where that doesn't fit in here. Where you just looking at them like, your performance just doesn't fit with this movie, dude.
They kind of like shoehorn the comedy in.
Mm-hmm. I thought the comedy that I did like though was with his friend, the fat guy. I keep forgetting his fucking name. Something like his comedy when he was in the car with Will Smith and Margot Robbie.
Oh yeah, he goes, "Are you tapping that?" And she was in the back seat.
Yeah, that was actually that's in the trailer, people. But you know, that was actually pretty funny. Every time this guy was on screen, I thought he was pretty funny. But there was some scenes even when they were at the Super Bowl when they had the lunch party or whatever, and then he fakes like a heart attack, and they're just like robbing people straight forward and stuff like that. I'm like, come on, nobody sees this shit. Even the fucking waitress was in on it, remember?
Like, you remember the bar? So when they showed the bar, all the waitresses were on it. Like, Will Smith, like, this ain't no lie. Will Smith had a team of, what, 30?
Yeah, he kept saying 30 people, yeah.
30 people, and they were all con artists, and they were like, it's not like you take a wallet and just, like, hold it. You pass it off to someone, they pass it off to someone, they pass it off to someone.
Mm-hmm. And they get, like, percentage cuts of it and shit. They'll fly to different states wherever it's like the biggest events or something like that, or even countries for that matter. Like for this instance, it was the Super Bowl. They rented out a building, and they just pretty much picking a profit. Most people like to con for millions of dollars. They were going for like hundreds and thousands of dollars or whatever. It's all about how the volume of adding up to it.
Yeah.
And then they had this element of Will Smith having a gambling problem where they showed him at a racehorse where he lost money. And I was thinking that was going to go somewhere, and turns out that don't really go a goddamn place at all. Actually, they kind of dropped the ball on that.
Because it was a con, you know. They showed it, and it looked interesting and kind of add a little more depth to the character.
Yeah.
There was pretty much one note.
Yeah, it really was.
And then it was all a con, and then be like, okay, so he doesn't have a gambling problem?
See, that was one of my fucking problems with the film, too, is that the con scheming, which I thought was, even at the end, I thought it was a little unique, I'll give it that. But the problem with itself is that it wears itself out by keeping repeating it. It kept repeating itself over and over and shit to the point where you just like, okay, I don't give a fuck what's real and what's not no more. Just come on, let's wrap this up now. Because they did it so much, like you said, with the whole setup of, is gambling problem, is that like real or is that just a con or whatever? And, and you know, you're thinking like for a serious movie at the beginning of the film, you're just like, oh, that looked like it could be really interesting because it's going to play to Will Smith's ego and, you know, his character and stuff like that. And then when you find out it's just a con, you're just like, well, then what's so interesting about this fucking character, then?
Yeah. I'm really with you. He pretty much, I think his best traits were in the first half of the movie, and then it's just like, who cares?
Mm-hmm. Because like you said, the rest of the movie is just nothing about, let's build on the relationship between Margot Robbie and Will Smith. And I'm sorry, I was already done when Will Smith got back into the game to rip off this Formula Racing guy, whatever. I forgot. What country was that, Z?
Buenos Aires.
Yeah, that's right. Bunch of Australians, guys. Which, by the way, Wayne, I love how he pulled that stereotype. He said, oh, yeah, the stereotype of Australians. We're a bunch of drunk, horny bastards, whatever shit. They actually do that in this movie, so.
That's Wayne in a nutshell.
Wayne said that not too long ago, and sure enough, Will Smith said that to Margot Robbie, who is Australian, by the way, because he was just like, you're in a room full of Australians. What do you think? They're a bunch of horny drunk guys. But I was just like, I'm sure Wayne right now somewhere is cringing, but and it kept building on this. And then once we find out in the end of the film, which I thought could have been even more interesting, too, was that Will Smith was once again, even though they were building that whole middle half on the whole relationship between them two, we find out that Will Smith was just playing Margot Robbie to get close to this Formula Racing guy. But then it's another con that, no, he really did care for her. And I was just like, see, now you dropped the ball now. See, you pissed me off now because I was like, I woke up towards that end, Z, where they had him tied up. You see this in the trailer, people, where they had him tied up. And I was just like, oh, shit, he played her again. And then we find out, no, they really are. And I was like, okay, all right, well.
The weirdest part of the movie that came out of nowhere was the Formula Racing guy. He had a guy on the inside of a competitor. And we could see him buying stuff at the store and then driving. And I'm like, what the fuck is
this? Okay, that was weird. I'm with you. See that in the trailer, too, people. As a matter of fact, that starts off the trailer when the guy puts on the helmet and shit like that. He works for the competitor Will Smith is trying to play or whatever. And we later find out, you know, he's an insider guy working for the guy that Will Smith is working for. And you're just looking at that like, okay, that made no sense or whatever. And, you know, which, by the way, how the fuck did he find out Will Smith was playing him?
Because he said him, he showed him the real... This is how they're playing him, Cody. This is completely off the wall. The main Formula One driver made this like algorithm for like.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
For like the cars to like not use much as fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they were gonna sell it to the other guys that it's like a lie that says it's the real algorithm, but it lies to them. But he sold them the real thing, so. Pretty much said Will Smith's a genius character, too.
Oh, yeah. He's Ludacris from Fast and Furious. He's a hacker now, too.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He's a fucking genius computer hacker and shit like that. It was really beautiful, actually. Matter of fact, the movie, then we later find out that, Margot Robbie really wasn't dating that Formula Racing guy. She was just playing him to get his watch. And I was just like...
$2,000 watch. $2,000 or $200,000?
I think it was $200,000, yeah. And then even Will Smith's like, you better than a watch, really? She's just known as the racing slut or whatever and shit like that. And it's just like, she's just sleeping around with a bunch of Formula Racing guys and shit like that. And we later find out another con that the Formula Racing guy's right-hand man is Will Smith's dad, which came out of fucking nowhere. I was like, okay, we can wrap this up.
Who was white?
Who was white? So diversity in here. That means he was sleeping with a black woman.
There you go, Hollywood, diversity.
Diversity, people. And I don't know about you, Z, but once we find out, because his dad shoots him, whatever, and we thinking like, oh, shit, they just shot Will Smith. I was with that ending, man. I was with the ending of Will Smith playing Margot Robbie still, him getting shot at the end and just reaching his dues. And then to later find out, like, oh, this is his dad. We're going to bring Will back to life now, whatever, and you two can live happily ever after while I take the money that we just scored on this. I'm just like... Oh, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, because Will Smith was just talking, all of a sudden he got shot.
Yeah.
I seriously jumped him, like, I wasn't expecting that.
Same here. I liked it. I was loving it, too, because that was after he just got done saying to Margot Robbie, like, I used her to get closer to you to get all your information and stuff like that. And Margot Robbie, you can see that. She was like, you son of a bitch, you played me again or whatever and shit. And... to see how it just ended up, or whatever, it was just like, man. So this movie is just a con over a con over a con of tricking the audience, whatever, into believing that it's gonna be something different and unique, into something that was just as generic and stale as any other fucking film. Mm-hmm. And I personally was a little pissed off and disappointed, to be honest. I was like, well, I just feel like I wasted my time.
Yeah, I mean, the whole daddy thing. It's still, you know, kind of. He tried to like. Make it like what he did was a good thing and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, this is a bad example, but it's the only thing I can think of. It was kind of like the last Twilight movie where this whole franchise was building up to this one big battle and then to realize it was just a dream.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you, movie. It's like, fuck you. So, like, it's like, how can you not be pissed by that? Like, seriously, like, because I heard all fans going, like, oh, like, that was just so amazing. It was just like, you've been watching these movies since the beginning, looking forward to this huge battle, and then to realize that it was just a dream and none of it was real or whatever. That's how I felt through this movie. I was just like, fuck you, movie. Fuck. It was just like Oculus, too, whatever, when everybody kept saying in the trailer, like, how awesome that scene where she bit the light bulb was, and... we find out that wasn't even real or whatever. It's just like, okay, fuck you, movie. And then it just ends with Will Smith and Margot Robbie going to the hospital as they rekindle their love for each other and finding out what they're going to do together and stuff. And it's just like, okay.
It sounds like what this movie needed is a big injection of balls toward the end.
Yes. Oh, they bring up the word balls so many times in this film, too, Cody.
Wow, what do you know?
Yeah, yeah. There's a scene, too, where his father, which, once again, his father does a great job. I mean, once again, the acting is fine. There's nothing wrong with the acting here, whatever. Will Smith gets a little mumblecore at times. That Asian motherfucker, he fucks up at times, but he gets real serious out of nowhere and shit. The acting, other than that, though, is real fine. I mean, there's nothing disrespectful or anything like that, but his father... there is a scene, and I kid you not, when he goes to his apartment, and we don't know it's his father at this point. We just still think he's a hired henchman. And he goes on for a good 10 minutes talking about, That's what's wrong with your generation these days, whatever. You got your iPhones and your tablets and computers and all that. And I remember scratching my head for that whole 2 minutes going, what in the fuck is he talking about?
That's typical old people talk.
It made no sense, though. It's like, because he was just like, your bed is messy. It's just like you generation or whatever. You know what I mean? He was just sleeping in the motherfucker. What'd you expect?
Fucking him, motherfucker.
Jesus Christ. Because he's like, yo, what you were doing, sleeping? He's like, oh, well, your bed is messy. That's just like you generation or whatever. You don't have time to do stuff, whatever, because you got your iPhones and tablets and all that. And I was just looking at him like, that was one of those weird parts where you just like, what the fuck that got to do with the story here?
Talking about he's all saying about your generation, like, sleeping on a Sunday. I'm up. I'm on my back when I get cancer. I'm fucking.
Yeah. I got lost. I was like, my God, these two directors here just let this motherfucker ad-lib right here.
And Cody, you've seen A-Team, right?
Oh, yeah, I've seen A-Team. Mm-hmm.
You know the general that, you know, faked his death and all that shit?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the guy. That's Will Smith's dad in this.
Yep.
Oh, him. Okay.
He was cool. I thought he was cool.
I fucking hated him. I fucking hated that guy. I wish he played the character cool, whatever, and shit like that, but that what they wrote for him was fucking useless. It served no. Every time he was talking, it had nothing to do with what was going on in the scene whatsoever.
Yeah, you're right.
He was Leonard Nimoy in fucking Transformers 3. He was fucking John Goodman in Transformers 4. Just talking, but for nothing. Nothing to do with the scenes or nothing like that. Just talking. And you're just wondering, like, okay. Like, in that middle half of that scenes or whatever that's happening, they easily could have cut out 30 minutes of this shit.
Yeah, this movie's kind of long.
And you know what? It's short, too, if you look at the hours, but yet it felt like it went on longer than it needed to be.
Yeah. I think it's that middle half where Will Smith started stalking her.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was funny because you were not lying about that stalking shit, Z, because it really was stalking, because we find out the end of the film, he was using her and shit like that. I was just like, nobody has a problem with that. Okay. But, everybody keeps talking about Will Smith and Robbie Margot's chemistry. I thought their chemistry was fine. I was just like, it's whatever, though, to be honest. It's just a girl and a guy. But you know who chemistry I did like was his fat friend and Margot Robbie. Every time they were on screen together, they felt genuinely like they were real friends.
I loved it when he first came to Buenos Aires and he said, talking about, like, he smells pussy on her breath.
Yes. when I saw this movie, I took my friend with me to see this movie or whatever, and he was just like, ah, so that fat guy is you, P1. I looked at him and was like, he was like, I've been on Out With You a couple of times when you talk to girls, and that doesn't sound too far from him, because he was like, so why won't you get back with Will? And whatever his fucking Nikki, and she was just like, I don't want to get played by him, I'm not stupid anymore. He was just like, so he was like, guess the truth is out, you're not a lesbian then or whatever. And she was like, how do you know I'm a lesbian? I'm not a lesbian. He was just like, every time you open your mouth, I smell vagina on your fucking in your breath.
Extremely perverted. Funny, but funny.
He played it very cool and calm, though, where it didn't feel like he was being outrageous with it. Like, he said it as if it was a normal conversation or whatever. So, like, they were just, like, having a normal... He was playing it as if they wasn't playing in a movie. He said it as if, like, they were being real people, though. That's what I liked about it.
It's kind of like a girl and, like, a gay friend.
Yeah. Like, which, that, by the way, he probably like was gay. Oh, because it's funny, because when he kept sticking his tongue out or whatever, he was just like, you ever do a little, you know, cunnilingus or whatever? He stuck his tongue out. I was just like, those parts I enjoyed, actually. I enjoyed those parts. It was only...
What's that?
He was like, here, let me show you. I thought those two had better chemistry than her and Will Smith.
Yeah, I mean, at first, you know, the first three times with Will Smith and the development of the chemistry was... good.
Yeah.
Then it just got into like that after he leaves her in New Orleans. It
got weird.
That's got really creepy.
Yeah, well, even in that scene when she left him in New Orleans, because she's like, why are you leaving me? I was just like, y'all spent like a day together or 2 days together, and you already talking about, I had something for him and shit like that. I fell for him. I'm just like, okay. That's where more of the movie was lost to me in the middle half, is because these two were breaking both of their moral codes. To like just to be like, oh, but I feel something for him and this. I'm just like, all right, man. Even Margot Robbie, she's just like, I don't know if I was doing it just to get back at you for New Orleans or just because, you know, I really felt something for you. I was like, okay, stop the dialogue right there. You're losing me, movie. You're losing me even more now. It's just like, hey, if you feel something for him, just go for the guy then and stop playing him or whatever and tell him stop playing you. Stop having these awkward-ass conversations. Every time the movie got serious between those two, I thought that's where the chemistry fell off. Anytime...
Like we said earlier, scene when they were, you know, just pickpocketing each other, that was cute. That was she was like literally adorable.
Oh yeah. Well, you even described a scene when they were in the snow and everything. I was like, wow, these two really do work well together. As far as maybe if they would have just kept it in the romantic comedy territory and took all that serious shit out, maybe it'd be just if this was a romantic comedy film, maybe those two would have been better. Just because, like you said, it would have been cute. But the fact that this movie is trying to be serious and throwing these elements. Will, I'm sorry to say it, but you ain't a dramatic actor, man.
Oh, he tried it in seven pounds, and it didn't work.
No, he was trying that shit here, too. And I was just looking at it. I was just like, it just doesn't work for you, bro. You one of those actors that you... I don't think you can pull it off, to be honest. I don't know if it's the material you're working with or whatever, but I'm just not feeling it, bro. And that's not me hating on Will Smith, because I did like the brother at the beginning of this film for, like, the good 25 minutes of the film, because he looked like he had that tone balance of playing it real, not too serious, but having fun with it as well. Like once again, it wasn't like he was reading lines off a fucking script, and then the rest of the movie, it just felt like, okay, I'm in the movie now, you know?
He was, like, real smooth.
Yeah, exactly. That's where the smoothness came out of him. Yeah, it was real smooth. He played a calm, cool, collective and shit, and I was really liking his character, and then... He abandons pretty much all of his rules, whatever, to do some crazy shit. Then you find out, oh, that wasn't even real. And you're just like, okay, movie, you can just wrap it up now. Just wrap it up. Yeah. Z, let's get into final thoughts, man. What's your final thoughts, Z?
You know, this did seem like an Ocean's 11 type movie at first, and then it went a completely different
route. It went to Fast and Furious route.
Yeah,
God,
exactly.
Damn.
Oh, Cody,
I'm not lying about that shit. Like, seriously, this is two different movies. That first half and then the rest of the movie is two different fucking movies, really.
It is. It's, you know, you're right in the Fast Furious because there's, like, you don't know what to believe when you're watching it.
Oh, yeah.
I did like Will Smith at the beginning, and then he just got really weird. He kind of got... like clingy.
Were you uncomfortable, Z? Because you sounded like you was uncomfortable with his character in the movie after.
Well, you remember when he said come back at 7 to his place, and he's sitting there past 7, and then he's like, you know,
he looked like he was gonna beat her.
Yeah, he looked pissed. Like he was like, you know, just sitting there getting all nervous, staring. Just bangs, you know. It was just weird. It just
well, you know
weird.
What? Maybe this goes to Will Smith that maybe he should play in a thriller film then, because you know what? That scene at the Super Bowl where he had the gambling problem, I thought he looked really convincing in that film, in that side.
Yeah, that's why I said probably his best acting in a long time.
Yeah, man, even that's a fucking backhanded compliment too, though. Jesus, I want to agree with you too, but then to some parts of the film, you're just like, ugh.
Man. This is the first movie he didn't have a son with him.
Well, he finally admitted it. Yeah, you know what? Bring my son to films ain't a good idea. So.
Yeah. And this is the first time I actually seen Margot Robbie act. I never saw Wolf of Wall Street.
Ah, okay. You know what? She plays in the middle of it, you know. I'm still questionable. It's like, is she a great actress or not, or whatever that people kept claiming.
I think she did good for what she had.
Okay, yeah, I would agree with that then, yeah. Because in Wolf of Wall Street, let's be real, she... Cody, you saw Wolf of Wall Street, right?
Yes, I did.
Let's be real. Anybody could have did her performance.
Did she get naked in that movie?
A couple of times, yes. And this is a rated R film, and she never gets naked at all in here. And I'm just like, what the fuck? So you get naked for Leo, but not Will. Okay.
Racism.
Yeah, that's right. No, none. Diversity.
But she is absolutely gorgeous. You know, first time, I would say first time seeing her, I thought she did, I don't want to say respectable.
She does performance, you know, no, she's in these movies with this and Wolf of Wall Street, and I like her in both of these movies or whatever, but I got to say that her performance isn't sticking out. She's on the vein of playing in these movies as if anyone can do her role.
And her being up for Harley Quinn really questions it after, you know, something like this.
Mm-hmm. You know, there was parts where I could see it, too. There was times of her where I could see the Harley Quinn.
there was, but then the next scene, it kind of just eliminates that.
Oh, God. You know what? You bring up good points. I didn't think about that because they're going to be in Suicide Squad together. And if they play that thing where, you know, Batman Arkham Asylum did where, you know, she's flirting with Will Smith's character, I'm like, oh. That means they're going to get that serious tone Will Smith back. I'm like, oh, God, no.
I'm going to give this 2 ratings. The first half.
No, you only give 1 rating. You only give 1 goddamn rating. you ain't pulling no fucking CJ on us right now.
I'm going to give this a low stream it.
Okay.
It's worth a watch once.
Yeah.
But after Super Bowl, turn it off.
You know, it's one of those movies, I gotta say, where I agree with you, it's worth the one viewing, but even if you like it that one time, I think the multiple times you watch this, you're gonna realize, what the hell was I thinking liking this?
Yeah, you probably, after you watch it multiple times, you'd be like, you'll probably hate Will Smith.
Yeah, because, especially, you might hate the fucking movie a little bit more, because you'd be like, wait, that don't make any sense. Okay, that plot. Because this is one of those, obviously, it's a con heist movie or whatever, so you got to look at it and go, like, the first time it looked cool, and then the second time, you probably sit down and a little bit more logical, and you're going, like, okay, that's impossible. That can't happen. Whatever. So you might, this is a one-time kind of movie or whatever, and I be honest with you, I'm kind of right there with you. I thought you was going to go a little higher in your rating, but I'm with a low streaming as well because, man, the 25 minutes of it, I was really enjoying it. And there were some moments here and there in between the movie, but then it just went back into generic territory, which I thought really dropped the ball. It was kind of like giving you fucking blue balls, to be honest. It was just like, oh, man, this is really cool how it's going to end up. And then it goes back to the most generic way possible. And you're just like, God damn it, Hollywood, I'm so sick and tired of this fucking couple shit that you got to keep putting in movies. I mean, for once, I would love to see a character, like in this movie, just say, even though I told you I love you, yeah, I was bullshitting you, bitch. I played you to get to this motherfucker right here. And just,
that would have been a better ending with him dying.
Yeah, it would have been a better ending had he just stuck with saying, yeah, I played you. I fucking used you, whatever. I would have fucking, my eyes got big when I saw that. I was just like, oh, wow, they're doing something different with this ending here and whatever. I was loving it. I was wide awake for it. And then to go back to the end, I was just like, oh, man, dude, you had me all excited for nothing now. Fuck you, movie.
Like, I probably would have gave it like a straight rent it or a high rent
it. I probably would have gave it a high rent it for that ending.
Yeah. But, Cody, have you seen Matchstick Men?
Yeah, it's been a while, but yeah, I've seen it.
But then you've seen this.
Okay, well, there you go.
That's why I told you one, too. I'm like, this came off like really like Matchstick Men.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, people. Man, if you're ever going to make a movie again called Focus, be sure to put a lot of fucking focus into your goddamn script, please.
Which one you want to be.